Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, January 18th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a strange and wild ride, isn't it? The Russian residence permit of NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden has been extended until 2020, at which time the U.S. exile will have the legal grounds to apply for Russian citizenship, stated his lawyer Anatoly Kucherena in Moscow earlier today. And speaking of whistleblowers slash spies, everyone's talking about the fact that after 7 years, Bradley Manning, a.k.a. Chelsea Manning's sentence was commuted by Barack Obama from 35 years to 7. Can you believe it's already been 7 years? Manning spent the Obama years under conditions the UN considers torture. So Manning's sentence was commuted by Barack Obama, with Manning's release date now set for May 17th, 2017. That, of course, left rumors flying, and the world looked to Julian Assange to see if Assange would make good on his pledge to be extradited if Manning was pardoned, especially after the world looked on yesterday's WikiLeaks tweet, Assange Manning extradition deal, quote, "Everything that he said he's standing by," end quote. But we need look no further. See, this is where the issue of logical fallacies comes in, because Julian Assange agreed to extradition not under the terms of a commuted sentence, but of a pardon. So WikiLeaks tweeted earlier today, "Mr. Assange welcomes the announcement that Ms. Manning's sentence will be reduced and she will be released in May. But this is well short of what he sought," said Barry Pollock, Assange's U.S.-based attorney. That, of course, referring to the fact that Assange agreed to extradition if Manning was pardoned, not if Manning's sentence was commuted. Very different, of course. See, but this is what happens when we aren't paying attention and sleight of hand is used to mislead us. And speaking of the issue of spying, obviously the intelligence communities and CIA have come under a great deal of scrutiny recently because of the controversial nature that everyone agrees. The alleged dossier and its contents are very controversial. But the controversy takes on a completely different tone when one considers the New York Times article that even WikiLeaks referred to back on January 16th. That was a July 31st, 2014 New York Times article titled "Inquiry by CIA Affirms It Spied on Senate Panel." The article opens with these words: an internal investigation by the CIA has found that its officers penetrated a computer network used by the Senate Intelligence Committee in preparing its damning report on the CIA's detention and interrogation program. The report by the agency's inspector general also found that the CIA officers read the emails of the Senate investigators and sent a criminal referral to the Justice Department based on false information, according to a summary of findings made public on Thursday. One official with knowledge of the report's conclusions said the investigation also discovered that the officers created a false online identity to gain access on more than one occasion to computers used by the committee staff. The Inspector General's account of how the CIA secretly monitored a congressional committee charged with supervising its activities touched off angry criticism from members of the Senate and amounted to vindication for Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, the committee's Democratic chairwoman, who excoriated the CIA in March when the agency's monitoring of committee investigators became public. This is the agency charged with the duty of offshore intelligence gathering. And it was my understanding this was this practice was not only frowned upon, but verboten in America. Apparently not. A statement, continuing from the article, a statement issued Thursday morning by a CIA spokesman said that John O'Brien, the agency's director, had apologized to Ms. Feinstein and the committee's ranking Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia, and would set up an internal accountability board to review the issue. The statement said that the board, which will be led by a former Democratic senator, Evan Bay of Indiana, could recommend, quote, potentially disciplinary measures and steps to address systemic issues, end quote. But is that it? I mean, is that where it all ends? Is it just that simple, or is there more to the story? Because obviously with the incoming administration, folks are nervous. A number of folks are very nervous about the CIA's involvement in the transition from the Obama administration to the Trump administration. Obama, and speaking of the outgoing administration, it seems that Obama will stop at just about nothing to really create a political quagmire for the next administration. Obama's moves in the last moments of his administration have been described by one reporter as petulant, which I would have to kind of agree with. Interesting that some folks are noticing that there are some very odd and peculiar things transpiring in the Obama administration. The YouTube channel Jason A. posted a video on that, I think yesterday or the day before, mentioning some of the peculiarities shaping up during the final moments of the Obama administration. And Aaron Dykes over at TruthStream Media put together a video of similar nature. And so for more on that, here is Aaron Dykes' video titled Last Minute Change in Security at Inauguration, reminiscent of JFK inauguration. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
All right, I'm not saying anything is going to happen. Hopefully nothing will happen, but I looked into it. It's a verified report. You've got a very important figure stepping down at an unusual time immediately after Donald Trump is sworn in on Inauguration Day, January 20th. And it coincides with a whole creepy trail throughout the election with odd comparisons of Trump to JFK. One of the most memorable was Bill Gates. You know, there's been a whole string of fake news attacks and clashes with the media.
Mr. President-elect, since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
Your organization,
you are attacking our news organization.
Your organization,
can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir,
I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you state categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically that nobody...
Yeah, including one in which there was a false report saying that Trump planned to, quote, shake up the CIA and scale back CIA staff at the agency headquarters and force them out of the country.
This is the leader of one of the three arms of government, the executive branch. He is now, before taking office, told two elements of that executive branch, the FBI and the CIA, that he doesn't trust them. This is unbelievable.
MSNBC even had the headline, confronted with intel he didn't like, Trump eyes major CIA changes. But the report was 100% untrue, at least according to Trump's soon-to-be press secretary, Sean Spicer. The administration, his cabinet, his appointees didn't make any kind of statement like that. But on the other hand, it's chilling if you take into account that it was JFK who was once famously talking about splintering the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scattering it into the winds. What many people consider to be a primary trigger to what got JFK killed. And you add that to the false reports about Trump and Putin and the golden showers, which was clearly fake but meant to antagonize him because he questioned the intelligence agencies, because he did not go along with the narrative that Russia supposedly hacked the election to stop Hillary from winning. All this stuff has been piling up. And now, to top all that off, Obama has officially ordered the U.S. Army General, who's in charge of the Washington, D.C. unit of the National Guard, who's an integral part of overseeing the inauguration. He's being ordered to step down his command effectively January 20th, 12:01 p.m., immediately after Trump is sworn in. But no, this is not routine. This is not just the way they change out command post every time. The man who's being fired basically says, you know, he's appointed by the president, he'll step down at the president's command, but he wasn't given a reason why, he wasn't told. And so Major General Errol Schwartz says, quote, "The timing is extremely unusual because during the inauguration, Schwartz is in charge not only of the Washington, D.C. National Guard unit, but also of 5,000 other troops sent in from across the country. He's coordinating that. And he was also overseeing military air support, protecting the nation's capital." So for him to step down suddenly as soon as Trump's command starts is a huge vulnerability. It's a red flag. People should be asking questions as to why that's happening. And one of the reasons it's most creepy is because it's almost exactly what happened in Dallas the day that JFK was killed. You had changes in the Secret Service duty. You had military black op commanders. Fletcher Prouty talked about how they were told to stand down. In Washington, you had units standing down. The units standing by in Texas were standing down. And you couple that with all the conflicts of interest and the bizarre nexus points, and it's pretty obvious that a coup took place. And if anything does happen, if anything were to happen, hopefully it won't, because it would be terrible for the stability of this country. It goes against everything that our country is supposed to be about, peaceful transition and, you know, duly elected officials and the will of the people. But if anything does happen, this will be one of the biggest red flags, one of the first places to look. And by the way, they're changing out the presidential limo just in time for the inauguration as well. The Beast model that Obama used during his presidency is being retired, and it's being replaced by a new limo, which should be fine, unless, of course, in hindsight, there's anything wrong with that. The point is, he's been antagonizing the establishment. He's been attacking all the figures, senators, former presidents, rivals, the media figures.
President-elect, a person who has tried to discredit, disparage, and dismantle the existing intelligence community.
But of course, he's part of that same establishment. He's got bankers and neocons in his cabinet. He's been cozying up to these people, but he's also continued to make certain statements.
The CIA has concluded that Russia intervened in the election to help you win the presidency. Your reaction?
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's just another excuse. I don't believe it.
General Michael Hayden used to head the NSA and the CIA.
You know, an awful lot of tweets the president-elect put out there about the American intelligence community feel a bit like trash talk.
You know, trying to make the CIA and the intelligence community seem irrelevant, pointing out when they're wrong. And if that comes to a head, if it's not just mincing words, it could mean a very direct threat on Trump. And that's the way they're talking. Senator Chuck Schumer made a veiled threat to Trump, telling him that he was, quote, dumb for taking on the intelligence community and for defying the CIA.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday of getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman who's being really dumb to do this.
And he made a direct allusion to the JFK assassination.
From what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them.
And that is how the real power in this country maintains and regulates the system that we think we have. Everyone seems to be clinging to the illusion that your vote matters and you're choosing your president and your leaders and you can affect policy. Well, there's a whole lot more to it, and the real people making policy are deeply entrenched. Trump may be nudged by his advisors, but if he does bug the system, there's another check and balance put in place by the national security state that's been here since World War II, and JFK has already shown that lesson to the world, and no other president has really significantly dared to bug that system.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were
moved? I don't know.
And there you have it again from Aaron Dykes over at TrueStream Media. And the video, last-minute change in security at inauguration, reminiscent of JFK in Dealey Plaza, not inauguration. Anyway, so you see the some of the peculiarities shaping up around the transition. And, of course, Obama is very cagey. It appears to be a chess match. Again, this is all part of the bizarre nature of the way things are unfolding in America. And again, I would go back to the oddity of the absence of the interstate cross-check system and the theft, really, of the election by the employee of the interstate cross-check system by the Republicans, people might say, but by the Trump campaign in particular. And, of course, again, Greg Palast reported on that just days after the election, November 11th. And he fired a warning flare earlier in the year, as I mentioned previously. His piece published in the Rolling Stone back on August 24th of 2016 was the warning. His piece titled "The GOP Secret Scheme Begins Purge of a Million Minority Voters from Voter Rolls." And so there were the key swing states, but as Greg Palast reported later, and the title of his article was "The Election Was Stolen, Here's How." More than a million voters, 1.1 million voters, were purged via the Interstate Voter Registration Cross-Check Program, or Cross-Check. And it's interesting, we don't hear about that. The website The Best Democracy Money Can Buy has a petition, Cross-Check explained, with a petition to release the names of voters on the Interstate Cross-Check Purge List. We don't hear about that either, do we? Very strange. So many strange things. Is that because Democrats are compromised too? It doesn't make any sense. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional
nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Again, it's very interesting, you know. Greg Palast predicted the hijacking, the GOP stealth war on voters. That was actually a video, Vimeo video that Greg Palast did several months ago. Back in August, I believe, actually, predicting the hijacking of the election by stealth using, again, the interstate cross-check system. So why aren't we hearing about this? Why are we hearing these fallacious stories about Russian hacking and interference and all that kind of nonsense, the unsubstantiated claims, when it seems pretty self-evident that the interstate cross-check system was used to hijack the election? I want to give you that video by Greg Palast himself on that issue, again titled Rolling Stone and Greg Palast, GOP Stealth War on Voters. Go ahead.
This is a list I'm not supposed to have, and you're not supposed to see. It's a list of 7,200,000 voters. Maybe you're on the list. If your name's on this secret list, your ballot can get canceled legally. This is no joke. Why? Because you've been accused of voting twice. Who in the world would be so devious, so slithery and deceitful that they would accuse millions of Americans of committing the felony crime of voting many times.
This voting system is out of control. You have people, in my opinion, that are voting many, many times.
Voting many times, Donald? You claim millions of Americans commit voter fraud? That's how they plan to steal this election. How do I know? How do I get these lists? I'm Greg Palast. I'm an investigative reporter. Back in 2000, I was working for BBC Television, and I uncovered a list of 56,000 black men and women who were scrubbed off the voter rolls of Florida. That list stole the presidency for George W. Bush. Now, in 2016, I've uncovered a list that's bigger, that's nastier, and that stinks of the worst Jim Crow trickery. The trick is called cross-check, and it's ethnically cleansing the voter rolls of 29 states, mostly controlled by Republicans, including the swing states of Ohio and North Carolina. They simply find a voter who has your first and your last name. Then you and the other Maria Hernandez both lose your votes. Even if your middle names are different, even if your father and son, they're going to take away your vote. So how would cross-check steal an election? Well, check out the names on the list. Hernandez, Wong, and nearly a quarter million Jacksons. In other words, voters of color. In the swing state of Virginia, they've already removed the voting rights of 41,000 Americans. Accused of the crime of voting twice, yet they haven't arrested one. In 1965, Martin Luther King and a courageous few gave their blood to win the Voting Rights Act. Then, in 2013, the act was gutted. The result? Cross-check. When cross-check rolls out to the other states, 1 million of you will lose your right to vote this November. That means more than swiping the White House. It means swiping control of the House and Senate. That's their real goal. Want to know who's behind this ugly business? A small circle of men who believe their billions are worth more than your ballot. Black votes matter. Asian votes matter. Latino votes matter. Your vote matters. But not to these guys. With this cross-check list, they're going to take us back 50 years to the time when your right to vote was determined by the color of your skin. This is lynching by laptop. But instead of white sheets, they're using spreadsheets. Let's expose it. Then we can stop it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, you use me up, until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me.
Welcome back.
He told me,
that's actually the trailer to the documentary, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And again, we're listening to Greg Pallas, the reporter who has broken the story on voter fraud like no other, repeatedly, obviously, as you heard him say himself. And It's shocking to me that no one is talking about this. I mean, you don't hear this in the mainstream press. And of course, you know, cross-check, just to revisit the facts, cross-check is controlled by what Greg Pallas describes as Trump henchman Chris Kobach, Kansas Secretary of State, who claims the interstate cross-check system has identified 7.2 million people in 29 states who may have voted twice in the same election, a felony crime, but no one's been arrested or prosecuted. And the catch, most of these suspects, quote-unquote, are minorities. In other words, mainly Democratic voters, yet the lists and the evidence remain confidential. So that's very interesting, isn't it? Palast talks about the billionaire interests behind Trump. And, of course, we know that Trump has ingratiated himself to, again, the consummate opportunist, I would say, to put it kindly. Trump has ingratiated him to folks like Sheldon Adelson and folks like Paul Singer, name you don't hear much about, but you know, all of these hedge fund folks. And then of course there's the Goldman Sachs connection we'll get to in a second, but you know, folks like Paul Singer, known as the Vulture. Anyway, it's very, very disturbing that we're not hearing about this. And one has to wonder why that is, I would say. And speaking of those Goldman folks, a number of mainstream outlets are reporting on that. It's interesting that Trump was outspoken against Goldman Sachs on the campaign trail, but as CNN Money points out, one trait common amongst Trump appointees, Goldman Sachs. The controversial financial powerhouse is linked to six of Trump's picks, but during the election, Trump was singing a different tune when it came to Goldman Sachs. Again, the consummate opportunist, in my opinion, terminal also. And, you know, hopefully that's not pun intended, if you know what I mean. But for more on that, here's the CNN Money piece. Go ahead, please.
Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs, okay.
Just say I couldn't be more honored to serve the president-elect. I've had the opportunity to work with him through the campaign.
That, of course, Steve Mnuchin. Anthony Scaramucci, a senior member of the president-elect's transition team, worked at Goldman Sachs. Steve Bannon, Trump's chief strategist, former Goldman Sachs banker. Dina Powell, Goldman Sachs executive, is set to become a White House economic advisor. Jay Clayton has been a Goldman Sachs advisor and his wife works there. He will now head the SEC. Trump's Goldman Sachs hiring spree follows a campaign where he attacked his opponents' Goldman Sachs connections.
He had $1 million at very favorable rates from Citibank and from Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs, okay? You got to have a problem there, folks. I mean, we have a problem.
Her papers went out to all her friends at the banks, Goldman Sachs, and everybody else. And she said things, WikiLeaks, that just came out.
But Trump isn't alone in selecting Goldman employees for top government jobs. Both Clinton and Bush selected ex-Goldman employees to head the Department of the Treasury. So, you know, this is not a new thing, but scandalous. Potentially scandalous, but you know what? It hasn't been in the past. It's just interesting, the flip-flop. Very, very provocative. You know, then there's the issue of jobs. all of these controversies shaping up in the Trump administration, and it hasn't even officially launched yet. Very, very strange. One of the other interesting controversies, Donald Trump, again, consummate opportunist, taking credit for jobs. Fox News reported good news for job seekers. Yesterday, and that again is an interesting story. You know, all that glitters isn't gold, and these alleged jobs aren't all they're cracked up to be. You know, Walmart's jobs, for example, you know, 10,000 jobs at Walmart, is that a good thing? There was an economist who did a piece on the Uber driving. Uber reminds me of the impoverished conditions of low-income folks in places like India and other parts of the world, where they have difficulty getting even just clean water. And it's interesting that Matt Damon is a mouthpiece for this issue now. And if you listen to Matt Damon and his coterie of ne'er-do-wells, as I would describe them, their solution, apparently, since the folks that to whom I'm referring have trouble getting clean water, since they're already spending a lot of money and going to loan sharks, actually, just to try to get clean water, well, maybe their solution is, you know, maybe they can get more affordable capital to these folks. In other words, they can be the loan shark. And so that's despicable. But for more on the jobs issue, these alleged jobs, let's go to the Fox News piece. Good news for job seekers. Go ahead, please.
Good news if getting a job was your New Year's resolution. A lot of companies are adding workers. Walmart is going on a hiring spree. The retailer planning to create 10,000 jobs in 2017. The new positions will come from store openings, store expansions, and new e-commerce services. And General Motors is pledging to invest another $1 billion in factories here in the U.S., helping to create or retain at least 1,500 positions. Meanwhile, foreign automakers are getting in on the action too. Hyundai and Kia vowing to spend more than $3 billion here in America over the next 5 years. That's 50% more money than in the previous 5 years. No word yet on how many jobs that will create, but apparently money can't buy you happiness, especially in a workplace. A new survey finds the culture and values of a company are the largest predictors of employee satisfaction. The least important factors? Pay and benefits. That's business. I'm Charles Payne.
Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. So, speaking of those jobs, again, going back to some of the most recent information that one might consider reliable. And there are conflicting reports on this. You know, you go back to the Forbes article back in June of 2015, The Jobless Future is a Myth. why robots aren't going to take away all our jobs. There is, I would say, a coup at the highest levels of leadership and corporate leadership and government happening. Going back to around 2010, in the wake of the subprime contagion, World Economic Forum founder and chairman Klaus Schwab was writing about how, you know, the way ahead in the future and the conditions that created the subprime contagion, kind of a looting and pillaging climate. And it's interesting, you know, reading some of his pieces, one might actually get the impression that he is somewhat of a benevolent dictator, but don't be fooled. It was just a call ahead, and I don't want to get too far ahead. I want to wrap up the Trump connections, et cetera, et cetera. And maybe a little bit of, I don't know, bubble gum. Not really, but maybe we'll do a little bit of that as well. In other words, something slightly off topic, non sequitur, as it were. But you know what's happening? The World Economic Forum. We'll talk about that in the second hour. Happening, obviously, the meeting taking place in Davos, Switzerland, as it does every year for the last 47 years, and being held January 17th to the 20th. They're talking about some interesting things, and we'll talk about some of those. But you know, this issue of jobs, a very real issue. So what does the future hold? When looking at the scuttlebutt, so to speak, of those in the know, I've mentioned, for example, one of the leading authorities on the subject, the Nobel laureate, economist Angus Deaton, who essentially said that robots are a far greater threat to jobs than globalization. And obviously that presumes that both are a threat. The piece published on Christmas Eve by Oscar Williams Grutt over at Business Insider was titled "Nobel Economist: I Don't Think Globalization is Anywhere Near the Threat That Robots Are." If you will recall, as I have previously mentioned, Angus Deaton said, "Globalization for me seems to be not first order harm, and I find it very hard to think about the billion people who have been dragged out of poverty as a result." Now that's slightly disingenuous, because I've thought about that. You know, the folks at the World Economic Forum, for example, like to talk about that. The upper echelons of power like to talk about the fact that a billion people have been dragged out of poverty as a result. Well, that's kind of true, but they're still shackled to the machine. Now they're becoming a liability because robots will do it better, faster, cheaper, more efficiently, more consistently. And I think the documentary Obsolete by Aaron and Melissa Dykes is slightly ahead of its time on that point. But technology is moving so fast these days, people don't understand. 10 years ago, it took time to spin things up. But with all of the technology that we have available today, it takes virtually no time to spin an idea up, which is why the billionaire club, the Bruce Wayne clubs, like as I call them, like the Founders Fund, for example, can literally spin up an idea almost as quickly as they can think it, spinning up ideas at the speed of thought with the technology that is available to do so. So who can compete with that as they disrupt markets and sectors and conquer the economy? We'll be right back.
Body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, January 18th, 2017. And speaking of Nobel Prize-winning economist Angus Deaton, he mentioned that the World Economic Forum predicted a fourth industrial revolution at the start of last year as automation and robotics transform the global economy and the way that people work. World Economic Forum expects 5 million jobs to be done away with, replaced by robots by 2020. And as I mentioned previously, an in-depth study by Citi and Oxford University also found that 77% of all jobs in China are at risk of automation, and 57% of all jobs across the OECD. And again, this is not news. You know, Donald Trump has talked about the fact that he has approached Apple trying to get them to make iPhones here. He doesn't seem to understand that Foxconn and iPhone City are replacing people with robots. That's Foxconn's plan. Already replacing tens of thousands of workers with robots, and plans to replace virtually every worker with robots. Then you take into account, you know, the Walmart jobs. Walmart, along with the Defense Department and other retailers, are planning on using drones for warehouse delivery. Amazon just announced their first drone deliveries back in December of last year. I think it was December 16th. So as you start to see this technology come online, the prospect, remember the TechCrunch interview that we played? I forget who it was. Technologists talking about the fact that soon we could see the sky filled with drones, essentially, delivering things and so forth. Amazon wants to have their motherships in the cloud and drones delivering from them. These are the real issues of the future as far as jobs are concerned, but people don't seem to understand that. Anyway, that'll do it for the first hour. We'll talk more about the Trump transition and some of the controversies brewing there, and also what's happening at the World Economic Forum in the second hour. Phone lines will be open. 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with the second hour. Stick around.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.